This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Smoke from Virginia wildfires could be smelled in Ithaca and nearby communities on Friday. The Ithaca Voice reported the air quality was considered hazardous to some people, but it wasn't nearly as harmful as the Canadian wildfires earlier this year. Monday morning, the National Weather Service reported air quality was good for the Southern Tier region. Cornell is one of six colleges or universities the United States Department of Education has started investigating since the beginning of the Hamas-Israel war in October. The schools are facing allegations of discrimination based on race, color, national origin, and harassment because of shared ancestry or ethnic characteristics. The department says that reports of anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, and anti-Arab discrimination increased after the start of the Hamas-Israel war. The investigations of three New York universities, Cornell, Columbia, and Cooper's Union, started in October. Cornell's Jewish students were recently the target of violent anti-Semitic threats online. And last week, a letter from over 300 faculty, students, and alumni accused the school of not doing enough to support Muslim, Palestinian, and other BIPOC members of the campus community from harassment, intimidation, and doxing. Potential retail marijuana license holders will have to wait longer to open shop. The New York Cannabis Control Board delayed a vote on the settlements for two lawsuits. FingerLakes1.com reports the item was taken off the agenda of the board's most recent meeting. It's not known when the board will vote on the settlements. A judge stopped the application process while the cases are being decided. The board heard from retail license applicants and farmers seeking to enter the retail pot industry this summer. During public hearings, many shared how the delays have financially harmed them. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.